You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Drew Lerner left us a forecast for the upcoming week.
The rainfall that came with yesterday's severe weather and also on Saturday across the Midwest was rather impressive in some areas in itself, with some rain totals getting upwards over 3 inches in northern Kentucky and 1 to 3 inches across southern Indiana and some of the immediate neighboring areas. The precipitation will certainly set back field work in some of those areas, although the majority of harvesting has been completed in quite a few areas. We do still have some field work that's left to be done, and if the farmers are located where these heavier rains are, certainly the amount of precipitation that has occurred will keep field work to a minimum for a little while this week. We do expect another storm system to impact the Midwest as we move into mid to late week. On Wednesday, we'll see some showers occurring from portions of Missouri into parts of Wisconsin and maybe western Michigan, but they'll be erratic and mostly light. Until then, dry weather should prevail. We'll see lighter winds across the region as well. Temperatures will be seasonable. A lot of 40s and 50s for highs expected over these few days. Today will be a little bit colder in the north with a few 30s and 40s up that way. As we get into Thursday and Friday of this week, there's a fairly good chance we'll see the precipitation that I just mentioned from Missouri to Wisconsin and parts of Michigan to increase as it shifts to the east. Thursday and Friday we'll see the greatest amount of precipitation in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, while the northwestern areas only see light amounts of precipitation. The moisture is going to set back field work once again. That is that time of the year, so it's hard to get it to be dry for an extended period of time as the jet stream continues to be rather active. As we move on out into the weekend and next week, we'll also see some additional precipitation events coming and going. The moisture totals that are expected to come Thursday and Friday will probably run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 8/10 of an inch. The precipitation will be focused on some of the areas from the Delta and a small part of the southeastern U.S. plains into the eastern Midwest. That would include parts of Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky, as well as southern Illinois. As we go on out later this week and into the weekend, we'll likely see drier weather evolve for a temporary period. But two storm systems are possible to come out of the southern plains and move across the lower eastern Midwest again, as well as the Delta and southeastern states as we go into next week. The two storm systems are up for debate as to exactly how significant they will be and what path they'll take, but we'll continue to watch both of them. We might end up with a snow event on our hands before we're done with the month of November. The temperatures later this week will turn temporarily warmer late Wednesday into Thursday and then cool off quite a bit over the weekend as a strong amount of cold air comes down from Canada. Highs may be limited to the 20s and 30s for a couple of days with lows in the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated for his forecast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Please do visit our website at willag.org. And that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. Have a good afternoon.